from the greatest little studio in the world, Studio A.
Wow.
Semi-live.
Wow.
This is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. To be fair, I haven't been in a lot of other studios, so I can't really vouch for any of the other studios, but this one's really, really nice. It's padded. Gotta like padded walls, you know?
Yeah. Some weeks.
It's comfortable, you know? It just feels like home.
It does have a view.
It does. This
when it's not night.
Oh, and even at night, you get the coffee shop's nice. Again, the construction's done.
Yeah.
And the weather's wonderful. It's Tuesday. We've decided to do another Tuesday evening show, but we're giving it kind of a Friday feel. You can feel the bounce, you know?
Yeah.
You can feel the late night coffee kicking in for one of us.
Yeah, for you.
Yeah, definitely not for you.
Not me. I don't drink coffee.
Nice to see you, though. Just diet Mountain Dew. Like a champ.
Not diet. Zero.
Zero. Sorry. That was fun. That's good radio right there.
Yeah,
I like it.
Quality stuff.
That's good stuff, man. It's what we do. It's banter. It's early.
It's Emmy Award winning.
Yes, it's your local. I'll nominate us. Don't worry. Yeah. I got the paperwork I got to fill out for that. It's Super Bowl week. And once again, the Vikings aren't in the Super Bowl.
Neither are the Packers.
And the Packers are not in the Super Bowl, which means, I guess, for the 55th consecutive year, the Vikings won't win a Super Bowl. We can keep that streak alive for you.
Neither were the Bills.
Oh, that's fair. Well, I mean, yeah, but no, I don't see any Bills fans here. No, but no, that was so. We got a Super Bowl. We got the Eagles and the Chiefs.
Wah, wah.
Yeah, you know, it's want, want for me, too.
I was off today for the most part watching the interviews.
Media day at the Super Bowl, which is, if you think this is some silly radio, you should. Media day at the Super Bowl is really just bananas.
It's everybody and anybody that has any way to record a voice.
Any radio, anybody, if you can get credentials, you are hanging out at the Super Bowl in a big auditorium.
Jameis Winston was interviewing people.
Really? Jameis Winston was quarterback for somebody. He's backup for Cleveland, maybe?
Yes.
Somewhere, and he's still in the league. Fair enough. A couple years ago, Travis Kelce was interviewing Jason Kelce.
Yep.
I've seen little kids run around doing interviews.
Nickelodeon and anything like that.
And
pretty
actually,
much
the only moment that I remember from media day was, it was a few years ago, and there was a kid reporter, and he asked Tom Brady. He said, Tom Brady, it's a room full of heroes here, you know, who is your hero? And Tom Brady, it was a really great moment. He talked really, really eloquently about his dad and how his dad was his hero. Really good moment. Is the only good moment I've ever seen from Super Bowl media day. It is just mostly fluff.
Yeah. I mean, we don't have anything at stake into it. And the two teams you probably didn't really want to see are in it.
Correct.
You know?
And it's two teams that know enough about what Super Bowl week is to know that there's no time for bulletin board material. You're not going to get a big outspoken, say, a Terrell Owens thing. You're not going to get somebody saying something really, really bad about, say, Patrick Mahomes Jalen Hurts or A.J. Brown. You're just not going to see it.
Yeah, I mean, as compliments go, they're complimenting everybody.
Oh, yeah.
The other team.
The Chiefs continually talk about the culture of the Eagles, how much the team is, and the Eagles say the exact same thing about the Chiefs.
But somebody did ask Patrick Mahomes if he likes being the villain. And he's like, if it's winning means I'm a villain, then whatever it is.
Yes.
You know, you'll live long enough to become the villain.
Something like that.
Yeah, Batman.
Well, you know, for Patrick Mahomes, everybody in the league except for the Kansas City Chiefs fan think he's the villain, tells you that he's probably the greatest of all time at his position.
So
far. Or at least, you know.
He's on that way trending.
His numbers.
If he wins a third one.
Sure.
Game over.
He wins a third one in now his, like, sixth year or something like that. Yeah, he's in the Chiefs are going for their third in a row.
Right.
That has, I cannot believe, looking through it's happened in other sports, but it has never happened in pro football.
Correct.
Even in the era of the Steelers of the 70s.
Correct.
Won four Super Bowls in a decade.
Right.
Didn't win three in a row.
Only the ones that never winning would be the Bills going four times in a row to the Super Bowl.
And didn't win a single one of them.
No.
it'd be a shame to have a franchise that hadn't won a Super Bowl yet and been to so many of them, you know? It really would. If you are...
Gut punch.
It's tough being a Vikings fan, man. If you're looking at, like, big... The 49ers of the 80s, loaded with Hall of Famers, didn't win four in a row.
Right.
Didn't win three in a row. Tom Brady won seven Super Bowls?
Yes, with a different, well.
Six Super Bowls with
Patriots.
With the Patriots. They never won three in a row. Hard to believe. That's right. They came within the, was that the
I think that might have been the helmet catch.
That might have, yeah, they this close. They came within a very they close.
They lost to Eli Manning.
But you, twice. They lost to Eli Manning right. twice.
Yes.
That tells you how hard it is to win three in a row. So it's really easy as a sports fan to get bored with excellence.
Yeah.
It really is. You know, like.
Well, they're the new Patriots.
Correct.
They really are. I mean, how long did we all, as not Patriots fans, go, oh.
Yeah, 15
it's
years.
The Patriots again.
Very thankful that for all those years that my favorite teams are not in the AFC. Because if I was any AFC team besides the, you were not
it's,
going to
it's
win.
It's the same as back in the NBA with Jordan.
Correct.
Great players like Patrick Ewing.
Yeah. Charles Barkley never won a
Malone.
Title.
Malone.
Karl Malone never won a title.
Right.
That is correct.
You know, it's the same thing, you know?
Yes.
I think the Bills are a great team. And I think if it wasn't for, you know, the Chiefs being who they are.
Sure.
You could expect maybe the Bills to even have a couple by now.
You would think that with the amount of talent that like a Lamar Jackson has, that he would have been able to win a Super Bowl. He's a two-time MVP, would have won a Super Bowl.
But it's exactly the same situation where, you know, you're unlucky.
Andy Reid, the coach for the Chiefs, is in his 27th. He'll be entering next year, will be his 27th year in the league. He was 13 years for the Eagles.
Yep.
He's now in his, he'll be 14th year for the Chiefs. Yeah, right? Doesn't seem like it, but that is.
No, is
it? Yeah, 100%. That is what I heard on the radio today. And if I heard it on the radio, I just tend to believe it. It was the internet. It was internet radio, so it couldn't trick me. So he's been, and with the Eagles, he was in one Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Didn't win it, and he was kind of considered an overrated coach. He went to the Chiefs 14 years ago, and he's now going to be in his fourth Super Bowl or third?
Who? What?
Is Andy Reid in his fourth Super Bowl or is his third for
fourth? I
believe. Yeah. So they also have a Hall of Fame coach. You can't. I made a list of all these sports dynasties that have gone through in all pro sports. You know, the Yankees. The Yankees of the 50s, 60s, the Yankees of seems like every generation, they've always had a Hall of Fame coach also. Not only, you know, like Joe Torre was the coach for the Yankees when they were great. You need
I always see Andy Reid as just with Mahomes.
Sure.
But he wasn't. It was before.
Yeah.
It was 2013.
Yeah. Andy Reid is a former Packers assistant, former punt, pass, and kick champion.
Yes, you always say that.
Every time. If somebody will go look at that right now, and I'll be very, very happy to watch that video. It makes me chuckle every single time.
He has never had a break either. Well, maybe he did. Nope, he didn't.
No, he went right from one to the other.
Yep.
My guess is in his 27 years, I'm guessing he's probably made the playoffs nearly every single year. So Andy Reid ends up being ranked for me as the second best football coach of my generation. Pretty easy to make. Belichick's the best.
Okay.
You could say that Belichick is nothing because he had a Brady. Well, Andy Reid has also had a Patrick Mahomes. He also had before that a Donovan McNabb.
Yeah, he also had an Alex Smith there for.
And he did.
Which wasn't bad
went
either.
Went to the AFC Championship game with Alex Smith, which is kind of an impressive thing. Yeah, with. I can't really tell. Besides Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, Travis Kelce. Chris Jones, perhaps, on the Chiefs. They have a defensive lineman. Name is Chris Jones. Perhaps he's a Hall of Famer. He's putting up some really, really great numbers. Hard to tell with defensive linemen. But that's it. It's a really short list compared to the amount of talent on, say, some of these Patriots teams are loaded, loaded, loaded with talent. These Yankees teams, these A's teams from the from baseball, loaded with Hall of Famers. The Lakers, Celtics, and Warriors from the NBA, Hall of Famers. Some of these Lakers teams had 9 Hall of Famers on there out of a 15-man roster, 9 Hall of Famers.
You want to know the regular season
winning
record?
Oh, sure.
Between Bill Belichick and Andy Reid?
The two best coaches. Who's won more?
What do you think?
Let's Belichick by a lot.
A
but
lot. 300, his record in the NFL is 333 to 178.
Hmm.
Andy Reid is 273 to 146 and one tie in regular season.
Interesting. Did you know Nick Sirianni, the head coach for the Eagles, has a 700 winning percentage in his career? He's been the head coach for 4 years.
Such a
dysfunctional. That's the thing is, it's one of those, the Eagles head coach, Nick Sirianni, has gotten a lot of run his name through the dirt a little bit for making funny, weird mistakes with his team. Somehow his team has won 70% of his games, which is the most in the league since he's been in the league for 4 years. So Nick Sirianni is kind of building himself a really nice resume, similar to what Andy Reid built with the Eagles.
So essentially what happens with the Eagles, what's been happening is that they climb,
mm-hmm.
they go,
yep.
they didn't win it the last time around, lost all their the OC.
Yeah, lost their entire coaching yeah. staff.
And then had a really off season last year because they couldn't figure anything out.
And then this year.
And all of a sudden this year, coaching makes a difference, people.
It really does. Say they have Saquon Barkley on their team, who
that
is
made a difference too.
Probably the best offensive player in football.
Right, but their stats offensively
mm-hmm.
are the same as last year, yeah. other than running.
And it, like I said, it really does speak to the coaches in the room.
Right.
The people in the room that are getting people on the same page are better this year.
I see why Kellen Moore is in consideration
the
for head
offensive
coach.
Offensive coordinator for the Eagles is probably going to find himself a head coaching job.
With
the Saints. Yep. He also,
and after he loses or wins the game on Sunday,
sure,
you just stay there.
That's a good point. That's probably why they haven't announced it yet. They're just gonna, you just gotta get him a house. He's just gonna walk out and walk into his house.
All right, I'm good. Thanks, guys.
He starts. Yeah. What else we got in the NFL? Because like I said, the Super Bowl, it's such a long season. It truly is a 6 month season. It feels like, you know, and then you get a 2 week break. So my NFL. Is pretty much shot for the year, you know, like,
well, not shot for me. It's but because you still now have the draft coming up in a couple months.
That's true.
True. I like the off season kind of the coaching moves mm-hmm. and all that. You know, what players are going to go where? For instance, Myles Garrett has requested a trade.
Sure.
From the
Cleveland
Browns.
Browns
he's been there for 8 years.
Two-time defensive player of the
something
year.
Something like that. I mean, he's been averaging 14 sacks.
Former number one pick. Incredibly talented defensive player.
He's not on the tail end of his career.
No,
he's still
31 years old. He's right in the smack in the middle. He's decided Cleveland is a terrible place to play football. I'd like to leave now.
Yeah.
And as is happening in all sports, not just in football, the players are in charge. The players are really showing that I will just sit out. You would rather, and if
he's
you're
got
an owner,
2 years left on his contract.
If you're an owner, you would rather get rid of the best player who is unhappy than you would force your unhappy player to play, because that's the type of thing, you know, no one wants to play for that guy.
For Cleveland, you could really fix things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could expect maybe at least two first-round picks
Cleveland
and some other
ones. Cleveland this year was like 5-12.
They
were an awful team. They need a quarterback. They probably need, when you win 5 or 6 games in the NFL, you need a lot of things. You probably need a new coach. You probably need a new head. You need a quarterback for sure, because they traded for Deshaun Watson, and it's blown up in their face, thankfully, because that's what happens when you mess with karma. Mm. It gets you.
Yeah.
So, if you're the Browns, you make that trade. You don't think twice about it. You're better
A lot of the people that have been, like, the experts
mm-hmm.
are going, Cleveland calling up Minnesota because Stefanski's got that connection with Minnesota.
Correct, yeah.
And asking if they can get Darnold or J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, if you could trade,
and I don't know how I feel about that.
If you're a Minnesota fan,
I am.
If you told me that you could get, it cost you Sam Darnold and a first round pick,
but
two first round picks. Let's say it cost you two first round picks and Sam Darnold, a guy who isn't your future quarterback
as
anyway.
Of yet. I mean, March, he's not even on the payroll.
Sign and trade is possible when you get a franchise tag. So you could make that trade happen. One team needs a quarterback. One team could really use a Myles Garrett.
Any team could use a Myles Garrett.
That is correct. I mean, Myles Garrett only wants to go to a good team, though. You know, like
the
short list of course, as we were talking about, you know, dynasties, unless you get traded to the Chiefs, the odds are really good. If you're in the AFC, if you get traded to the AFC, you're probably not getting to a Super Bowl. Unless you get traded to the Chiefs. So
But the law of averages says that if they win one,
mm-hmm.
or win this one,
sure.
they're not going to win next year, so you have a chance.
At least one. Yeah, well, there's a window, a one-year window.
But, yeah, I guess Myles Garrett, I mean, whoever you are,
mm-hmm.
I mean, any team would use him.
Sure, yeah.
I don't know if necessarily Minnesota wants to give up that much for that, because our defense is pretty good right now.
They are.
And all it does is it takes a couple more pieces that they've obviously can do that in free agency, because mm-hmm. we did it last year. And we did really well.
So if you're hitting on free agents and you have your quarterback of the future, those first round picks aren't nearly as valuable to you as they would be to a team that's starting over. Because the only, for me,
you need a running back.
You can get all of your other positions other round in the draft. But if you don't draft a quarterback in the first round, you're not getting a quarterback who's going to start for you.
Right. I mean, let's be real. If McCarthy had waited to come out into this draft,
he'd be the number one pick in the draft.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely he would have. Yeah. No, J.J. McCarthy, it looks like he's going to be your starting quarterback. And honestly,
he's been in big games, unlike the one couple that we went through.
Yeah.
You know, I think he'd handle it. So, I don't know. I think they let Darnold go.
And I also know
that, respect to him going, hey, we can't pay you what you really are deserving right now. Go test the market.
Yeah, go find out that you're going to Vegas.
Minnesota, pick up Garoppolo.
Sure. Yeah. Anybody can be their backup quarterback.
You know, bridge just to McCarthy's really ready to go, which 5 games, 6 games next year.
Yeah.
So, I love Darnold. I loved his story this last year.
Yeah.
I was a big proponent of it. I said it was going to happen. It happened.
And the Vikings have shown themselves, their coaching staff has shown themselves that they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's been
a
good
Darnold,
couple of years.
Ask for not as much, just to stay so that you can really grow more. Because let's say he goes to – there's people that are suggesting that he go back to the Jets.
No, if you're not signing.
No.
My guess is if you're Giants. Minnesota, you won't – commit that kind of money to Sam Darnold no matter what, because you have a window with a rookie quarterback.
Correct.
It's such a – you have a 3 or 4 year window.
Correct.
And it starts now. It started last year.
It did.
Where you have a cheap quarterback that can win. I was showing you that list of starting quarterback pay. It starts at the top with Patrick Mahomes. It gets – you get a lot of $60, $50, $40 million. The cut line is about $35 million.
Yeah.
Everybody who makes below $35 million as an NFL quarterback – is not a starter, is not starting caliber. It's just Baker Mayfield makes $35 million. You know, like, that's where the line is. So Sam Darnold is going to make $40
million. I don't think he'll make 30. I think those last 2 games he lost.
Hurt
him bad.
Put some tens of million dollars.
I think it puts him at that 28-ish to 30 million, you know, which Giants.
I was going to say, the list of teams.
Las
the
Vegas.
List of teams that need a quarterback is the list of teams that you don't want to play for. If you you know,
right now with them getting with the Raiders getting Pete Carroll.
Oh, sure.
There's a legitimacy now to that organization, I think, that hasn't had it in a
while.
They
also signed Chip Kelly as the offensive coordinator.
Correct.
Former Oregon Duck, former failed coach in the NFL, but he knows what he was the Ohio State offensive coordinator last year. He's a really, really knows his stuff coach.
On the offense.
It's been about 30 years since I've considered the Raiders a legitimate franchise. But I'm not ready to do it yet.
No, but it helps. It helps them rebuild, and I think they need a quarterback, and because right now what they got, it ain't going to work.
No, and that's the thing is, you can list
Aiden O'Connell.
If you don't have a top 15 quarterback, you aren't a good team, and you're searching for that quarterback. You look at the list of every team that is good has a good quarterback. There isn't a bad team with a good quarterback. There just isn't. That doesn't sync up. Because if you're a good team...
I mean, there's exceptions to that rule, and I think Trevor Lawrence...
I was just about to say Trevor Lawrence, and I'm starting to think maybe he's not a good quarterback.
I think he's had really bad luck.
And it's funny, is their head coach now doesn't seem any better than any other coach they've had.
He's an offensive mind, but that's about it.
Some franchises are just super, super cursed, and that's okay because my franchise is not. I don't know how.
Not yet.
Not yet. I mean, hey, you have 3 Hall of Fame quarterbacks in a row. We've had 2
3.
Super Bowl. Jordan Love, right? Jordan Love will be a Hall of Famer one day, right? Haven't we decided that?
Wow.
We crowned him early? We crowned him real early?
Wow. No. That's probably not going to happen. No.
They've had a nice string of a couple good
quarterbacks. Yeah, right. Exactly. But, you know, you got to have a down year one of these years.
So what else we got in the world of sports?
How about Cooper Kupp, too?
Okay, yeah. Cooper Kupp is a all-pro, set like of receptions, or has had an incredible couple of year runs
with the
Rams.
Correct.
Won a Super Bowl with Matthew Stafford.
Correct.
Was hurt last year.
He was healthy now this
year.
Beginning of the year, I think he was hurt.
Was dinged up. He's now, of course, on the wrong side of 30, which is the case of every player in the NFL who's over 30 is on the wrong side of 30.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just a 32-year-old wide receiver in the second year of one of the largest wide receiver contracts on a team with an aging quarterback. Yeah, you trade that guy.
Because they also got to re-sign Puka Nacua.
Correct.
So that'll be a big contract. So.
And if you're a team like, say, the Green Bay Packers, if you're a team like the Green Bay Packers who doesn't have a number one wide receiver, but they seem to have absolutely everything else on that roster, right? You've got a running back, you've got a quarterback, you've got an offensive line, you've got tight end, you've got a defense that's loaded up with SEC first round talent. Mm-hmm. The only thing you're missing is that number one receiver. If you're the Packers, would you give up a first round pick for Cooper Kupp? Would you give up a second round?
Maybe a second.
I would give up. Maybe honestly, if I'm Green
third
Bay,
round or third rounder and some player that's up and coming, maybe.
Quite honestly, if I'm the Packers, I would trade. I would consider that first round pick, but I would absolutely, if they said second round pick, you run to the podium, you make that, because if you're the Packers, you're gonna draft a wide receiver with the second round, and it's not gonna work anyway.
Now, if you're Cooper Kupp, do you want to go there?
Yeah, of course.
Why?
You do. Because if your team wants to, if you're,
why would you want to go to the?
Because I can
Jordan
name
Love
about
is so bipolar.
Well,
right,
I can
now
tell you, I can name about 20 other teams that you wouldn't want to play for. So if you're Cooper Kupp and you made a list of what teams do I really want to go to? Yes, I'd love to play for the Chiefs. I'd love to play for the Bengals. I'd love to play for the, you know, like name a team where you're going to be successful and have a good quarterback. That list,
Minnesota,
but I mean, they have a number one. He just, you know, yeah.
I don't think Cooper Kupp right now is going to be a number one.
You don't think so? I think if he was playing for
the
Green Bay,
yes,
absolutely, he's a number one.
But
he'd be
for Minnesota, he'd be a one,
best
two, three.
Number. Well, that's the thing is he now
because he has that connection with O'Connell.
Sure. Oh yeah, the coach was the Rams' former coach. And again, if you're the Vikings, this is where you make those big swings because you have a JJ. You have a cheap quarterback, means you've got $20 million to spend. Yep. If you want to get
if you want to
get two $30 million wide receivers and you're the Vikings, knock yourself out. You can afford to do it.
It'd just be a great fantasy stat.
Sure.
You know,
unfortunately, a guy like Cooper Kupp, because he doesn't have a no trade clause, there, those don't exist in the NFL.
But
you do open yourself up to getting traded to a team like
the Rams.
Oakland.
The Rams have said openly that they want to do good by him, so they'll allow him to pick the teams with the offers. So
fair.
I mean, it's all about money.
So it's going to work. It's going to work out okay for Cooper Kupp. We're saying, thankfully,
you'll probably go to like Miami.
Fair. What else? We got about five. I feel like we got about 5 minutes. Give
more.
And or take.
6 minutes.
6 minutes. Big news in other sports. The Puppy Bowl is this weekend. Oh, man, it is.
My wife is actually excited to watch that, maybe.
100% my kids are into it. It's hard to get them excited about
it. It's on channels I could watch, actually.
It is on the Animal Planet.
It's on five channels.
The Puppy Bowl, wow. It's been a couple of years since I've seen the Puppy Bowl. For anyone not paying attention, how dare you not pay attention? It's amazing. It's puppies. It's 3 hours of puppies in a big room pretending to play sports.
I thought they were doing kind of a skills.
And they have a skills competition with puppies, man. And if you're not taking the dachshund to win, that I just watched that little wiener dog, man. He is amazing. Puppy Bowl is it's 3 hours long. It's really, really fun. You can bet on it just like the Super Bowl.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah,
I'm sure you can. I mean, you can play all. You can still eat chicken wings while watching the Puppy Bowl instead of the Super Bowl.
I mean, if you're a really devout fan, you'd have two TVs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Puppy Bowl and the Super Bowl.
There's people that
or whatever.
They will flip off the game. They will watch the commercials. They'll flip over, watch some Puppy Bowl. I'm not one of those. I really do.
Oh, I might watch this.
I like your commercials. I guess as I get a little bit older, I get a little less excited about commercials because I just want the game to get over because I'm tired. But I also, it's easy. I'm an easily distracted person now. When I was a 20-something, I would stare at those commercials. I would remember them. But now?
Well, now you got to remember them because we got to talk about them at their show now.
Well, that's true. No, well, I mean, I also will just pull up the YouTube clips. That's just where kind of some of that marketing kind of has gone away is those commercials aren't just going to be on Sunday. I'll also see them for the next year. They'll also be every time I'm on the internet. They will be the ads that pop up for me too. So that's kind of the Puppy Bowl, man. That's where it's at. If anybody has any better things going on Sunday there's I'm sure other sport, like there's other fun stuff that's on TV. You can watch on ESPN, the Ocho is running some of their Ocho stuff on there on Sunday.
Started yet or just starting Sunday?
Just Sunday. Okay. Because they know that the ratings are near zero, so they can put things like cornhole, slippery stairs, robot fighting. They had robot fighting on. That's, you know, we'll talk about this. Trust me. I know I can see you want to get into that, maybe. But we're going to have to hit that up next week.
Okay.
In other sporty thing.
NBA.
Oh, yeah. There was a huge trade in the NBA.
Still not selling it.
It. I mean, it was the biggest trade that I've seen in the NBA since, I guess, maybe Shaq got traded to Miami.
That was still on the tail end.
But even then, yeah. Even, you know? Yeah, none of that.
LeBron going to Miami.
But that wasn't a trade. That was a free agency.
No, that's right. It's all been free agency, isn't it?
Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce got traded to the Brooklyn Nets from the Celtics, but they were both at the tail end of their career.
I mean,
Wilt Chamberlain. Yeah. I mean, like, you have to go
most
back.
Most of them have been kind of the coming down, you know. Luka Doncic. Not at this plateau. I mean, he has still got plenty to go.
Luka Doncic plays for the Mavericks. He's play 6'6", 200 and something odd pounds. Yeah. Not super athletic, but does everything on the court. Putting up like 27, 8, and 8.
Yeah.
Got traded at 25 years old in the middle of the season to the Los Angeles Lakers.
For?
Anthony Davis, Max Christie, and a first-round former Minnesota Golden Gopher, Max Christie, and a first-round pick. Listening to the pundits talk, Dallas might be better off in the short term.
Yeah.
Because Anthony Davis is a great defensive player. Luka Doncic is one of the notoriously worst defensive players in the league. So it's a culture shift. You're seeing that a lot in sports, people talking culture, but then also following through and making a trade like this.
I think the general manager
can stand up and say, I made this trade because it improves our culture.
Right. But I think for the Lakers, they needed to do something soon.
Mm-hmm.
Because LeBron is
James is 40 years old.
I mean, he's still playing lights out.
He is.
But at some point, he's not going to be playing anymore, and then what are you going to be left with?
No, LeBron James went from being the best in the world to a top 10 player to probably a top 20 player in the league, but he's still at 40 years old. It was not going to be
any
his team.
Would take him.
It was turning into Anthony Davis's team.
Oh, not LeBron.
Anyway.
Bronny's.
Not LeBron's little brother, not LeBron's kid. Nope. It was turning into an Anthony Davis team because Anthony Davis is 31 years old.
Yep.
He's an incredible defensive player, super skilled big man.
Yep.
But you do not see trades like this. It is the way they talked, the Mavericks and the Lakers were the only two teams talking about this trade. If the Mavericks would have opened this trade up league-wide, they could have probably received 20 better offers.
Yeah, it's a weird, I don't know why, just the Lakers, I guess. But to their explanation was that AD fit what they want.
Mm-hmm, yep.
So
they said the general manager for the Mavericks really believes in culture and building defense and team chemistry and
30 seconds.
And Anthony Davis does all that. Wow, we went from that to that.
Yeah.
Man alive. Well, I guess we're going to talk about face mask penalties next week. We're going to talk about the Puppy Bowl, and we're going to talk about probably
the commercials
and the end of football season officially. This has been the greatest show we've done in at least a week. I hope everybody has a really, really good weekend, and I am looking forward to doing this again next week. Bye, everybody.